When the lights go out, they speak. The vanished, the cursed, the cruel. Their echoes live here. I'm Raven Vale, and you've just crossed the threshold. Welcome to Whispers from the Dark. La Llorona's drag, the San Antonio River's unsettling embrace. Welcome, dear listeners, to Whispers from the Dark. I am your host, Raven Vale, and tonight we journey to a city steeped in history, a place where the vibrant pulse of modern life beats against the ancient rhythms of culture and legend. We are heading to San Antonio, Texas, a city famed for its Alamo, its missions, and its crown jewel, the iconic Riverwalk. But beneath the charming stone bridges and the bustling sidewalks of this historic city, a darker current flows, carrying with it tales of sorrow and dread, particularly from the summer of 1998. San Antonio is bisected by the slow, winding ribbon of the San Antonio River. It's a source of life, a tourist attraction, and for countless generations of children, a place of play and youthful adventure. Such was the case for Mateo Rodriguez, a bright-eyed, energetic 8-year-old. Mateo was a typical San Antonio kid, spending his summer days playing outside, his laughter echoing through the vibrant streets. His family, a close-knit and deeply rooted part of the city's fabric, lived just a few blocks from a less-traveled, older section of the river, where the banks were wilder and the bridges more weathered by time and neglect. On the afternoon of July 17th, 1998, Mateo was playing with his cousins near the riverbank, just out of direct sight of his aunt's watchful eye. It was a scorching Texas day, the kind where the heat shimmers off the pavement, and the cool embrace of the river seems irresistibly inviting. One moment, Mateo was there, scrambling through the brush, chasing a dragonfly. The next, in a momentary lapse of supervision, he was gone. His cousins, turning to call him for a snack, found only the rustling leaves where he had been. The frantic search began immediately, escalating from a neighborhood canvas to a citywide missing persons alert within hours. The river, always a source of life, suddenly seemed ominous, its slow currents hiding untold secrets. The search intensified around the river. Dive teams, local volunteers, and police scoured the banks, the shallow waters, and the overgrown areas. The hope that he had simply wandered off, lost in the labyrinthine alleys or forgotten parks, slowly gave way to a cold, creeping dread. 2 days later, the dread crystallized into horrifying reality. Mateo Rodriguez's small body was found. He was caught on debris, submerged in the murky water, just beneath the crumbling concrete arch of an old, disused bridge, far from where he had last been seen playing. The location itself was unsettling, a shadowed, neglected stretch of the river, known more to vagrants and urban wildlife than to children. The coroner's report confirmed drowning as the cause of death, a tragic but seemingly straightforward conclusion for a child found in a river. But the physical evidence on Mateo's body spoke of something far more sinister, something that defied the simple explanation of an accidental fall. Across his back and imprinted on his damp clothing were distinct drag marks, not the kind made by rushing water, but linear abrasions, consistent with a body being pulled forcibly over a rough surface. And then, the horrifying detail that shocked even the most hardened investigators. Both of Mateo's shoulders were dislocated. His small, fragile joints had been wrenched from their sockets with immense, unnatural force. It was an injury that suggested he had been dragged, not gently, but with a powerful, relentless grip, perhaps from his arms, or by his very shoulders, pulling him through or over obstacles. It was an act of brutal violence that no mere current could inflict, as investigators struggled to reconcile the evidence of a violent struggle with the complete absence of a perpetrator. No footprints, no defensive wounds from another human, no signs of abduction from the riverbank. Another horrifying detail emerged from the depths of that old bridge. As police examined the underside of the bridge, hoping to find clues or points of entry, they discovered a chilling tableau. Strewn across the damp, crumbling concrete of the archway, spanning from the waterline up to the very highest curve, were hundreds of handprints. Not just a few, but countless imprints, smudged and faint from time, yet unmistakably human in shape, made by fingers pressing against the rough surface. And every single one of them, without exception, was pointed in the same direction, downstream, towards the darker, deeper currents of the river. It was as if a multitude of unseen hands had been reaching, pulling, or pushing all towards the same watery grave. For the local police, particularly those from outside the community, these details were baffling and frustrating. The drag marks and dislocated shoulders were inexplicable. The handprints were dismissed as old graffiti, remnants of children playing or vagrants seeking shelter, their uniform direction a bizarre coincidence. But for the deeply rooted families of San Antonio, especially those of Hispanic descent, these details weren't baffling at all. They clicked into place with a terrifying familiarity, echoing an ancient, sorrowful legend. The whispers began immediately, growing into a sorrowful conviction. It was La Llorona, the weeping woman. She is perhaps one of the most pervasive and terrifying figures in Latin American folklore. The legend tells of a beautiful woman, sometimes named Maria, who, in a fit of despair or rage, drowned her own children in a river. Cursed to wander the waterways for eternity, she endlessly searches for them, weeping, lamenting her loss. But in her unending grief, she is said to snatch other children who wander too close to the water, dragging them into the depths to replace her own lost offspring. And the method of her claim, is often described as a powerful, relentless dragging by the shoulders, pulling her victims to their watery fate. Mateo's injuries, his final position under the bridge, the drag marks, it all perfectly aligned with the chilling narrative of La Llorona. The police, of course, officially ruled Mateo's death an accidental drowning with unexplained circumstances, privately attributing the injuries to the river's powerful currents or snagging on debris. But the force required to dislocate both shoulders of an 8-year-old child far exceeded what typical river currents could achieve. There was no scientific explanation for the specific nature of the damage. And for the community, the official explanations were hollow. They knew what had happened. La Llorona had visited their city, and she had taken one of their own. The story of Mateo Rodriguez and the terrifying evidence found on his body and beneath that old bridge transformed La Llorona from a cautionary tale into a palpable terror in San Antonio. Parents held their children tighter near the riverbanks. Children were warned not just about the dangers of the water, but of the mournful cry that might echo from its depths after dark. The handprints beneath the bridge became a chilling monument, not just to a lost boy, but to the countless unknown children who might have been dragged there before, or perhaps to the very hands of the weeping woman herself, clutching her victims in their final, desperate moments. What are we to make of this, dear listeners? Is La Llorona merely a myth, a figment of cultural imagination, given terrifying reality by a tragic accident? Or are some legends actual warnings, echoes of ancient, unseen entities that exist in the hidden spaces of our world, tied to the elements, to places of sorrow and despair? The handprints, hundreds of them, all reaching, all pulling in the same direction, offer a chilling visual testimony to the overwhelming, inescapable force that claimed Mateo Rodriguez. Were they the imprints of the drowned children, desperate to escape, or the spectral touch of La Llorona herself, guiding her latest victim to his final rest? The San Antonio River continues to flow, winding its way through the heart of the city, its surface glittering under the Texas sun. But beneath the charm and the history, in the shadowed depths and under the old silent bridges, the legend of La Llorona lives on, fueled by the terrifying, unsolved case of Mateo Rodriguez. And sometimes, when the wind howls just right, you might still hear a mournful cry from the river, a cry that warns you. If you wander too close, she might just drag you down. Until next time, when the whispers grow louder, good night.